radio play for this week is entitled Crimson Climax. It is a dramatization suggested by a story which will be found in the fascinating pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, that educational and entertaining magazine distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast. Our scene is the outer office of Jack Mogan's sport promoter. The typewriter you hear is being used by Mogan's very attractive secretary, Molly Mulroy. The door opens.
Yeah, Beavis, that's all. Why, that Palooka's a gym fighter, the czar of the pushovers. Hi, Molly. Jack in?
Yes, he is, Beavis. I'm telling you, here. Roger.
Hi, Molly.
These are nothing to see you, Mr. Morgan. Just, you go right in, Beavis.
Thanks. You put it over there, Duke, and take a load off your feet while I go in and sign articles for us.
You're the pilot, Beavis. You don't hear me squawking sitting out here.
It's the first thing I ain't heard you squawk about. If I wasn't in a hurry, I'd stop and figure it out.
All set, Molly?
No, I'm done.
I can't hardly believe it yet. Duke Martin's going to have Molly Mulroy for keep. I had it all doped out. You was gone on your boss. I guess supposed to be surprised when I read the paper tomorrow.
No, I can see the headlines now. Coming challenger wed New York tonight.
Well, it won't be long before you'll be Mrs. Camp Martin, hon.
Oh, I'm sure of that, darling.
Up for a little peck.
Well, don't think
about it. They're coming out.
Well, you better see that it is, Peter. If this is the last part, I'll put that larrifer, yours on.
You'll be singing another song one of these days, Mogan.
Yeah? Well, that's okay by me if you show me a new tune. Duke, here's the boy that can do it, Jack. Well, come on, Duke. Here's where me and you go into the long sea.
It ain't going to be so long, Peter. I'm in a sink right now.
I'll lay off that ballyhoo. If you keep your trap closed and your chopper's in number one position, you'd be better off.
Now, there's some sound advice from your manager, Pug.
Oh, yeah? Has been always turned manager. And take it from me, I'll never be a manager. You're seeing me, Molly.
Right, you.
5 o'clock, Molly.
Oh, yes, so it is. Anything special you want me to do for you before I go home, Mr. Mogan?
Yes, two things. Stop calling me Mr. Mogan when we're alone. And for the umpteenth time, will you marry me?
And for the umpteenth time, Jack, no.
What's the matter with me, Molly? I love you. Make you a good husband. I'll give you everything you want.
I'm sure of all three, Jack. You know, you're really a swell person. If I went in love with someone else, you'd be champ material with me. But the way it is, I...
He's afraid of it. Who is it, Molly? Luke Martin?
Yes, sir.
Molly, I'm not saying this from any sour grapes angle. I only want you to have the best. Now, honestly, I don't think this leather slinger of yours is worthy of you.
He's going to be camped someday.
Maybe.
You wait and see.
All right. I'll wait. But in the meantime, I want you to know that you can always count on me, Molly. Anytime or anything.
Thanks, Jack. I'll remember that.
That's a good word, Beezer. When are you going to line up a card?
Anytime, Duke. Anytime now. You just stick to getting in shape. Leave everything else to me.
Yeah, I got to get going, Beezer. Molly's been great about the run of bad luck, but this layoff's got to stop. You got to get me a fiesta.
Well, you know how it is, Duke. Takes time.
That's fierce, Beezer. Here I marry Molly and make her quit her job, telling her all I'm going to do, and along comes a gummed card.
I didn't gum the card, Duke. I done the best I could for you.
Maybe you did. I ain't saying you didn't, understand? But I got to get better than just prelims. I got to fight some main events again.
Sure, I know. But when you got porky with Jack Mogan and turned into a ballyhoo camp, I told you he'd let the skids under you. Now you got to wait for a build-up. Come on. You take your axe and get out there and hack down some more trees.
I hacked half the darn woods down now.
Okay, so hack down the rest. It won't hurt them myths of yours, none. Come on. I'm going to see you get started.
All right. Nothing left to do up here in this wilderness. I wonder how Molly's getting along back in New York.
She's doing okay. Hey, there's a nice tree. Let's see how quick you can cut it down to our match stick.
Hey, look at the dame on horseback.
Next, so you tend to chop and tree. You can.
Okay, Taylor. But why can't I look at her? Cats can look at a queen, can't he?
How do I know? America ain't never had no queen. The dame stopped to watch you. A couple of more husky chops and you'll have that tree down. Boy, are you making a chip fly?
I want to get finished so I can look at that queen. A couple more chops and this baby will begin to crack.
Holy, Duke, the horse jumped and threw the dame off.
Look out, Beezer, the tree's cracking.
Duke, watch out for the tree. Duke, watch out. Beezer, here. Duke, you all right?
Sure, we're all right.
That was quick. What footwork? You dashed into that tree and pulled that dame out all in one dive.
Hey, Beaver, run back to the shack and get some water. She's cobwebbed a little.
I'm quite all right, thank you.
Take it easy, lady.
I'll be right back with some water, Duke. Anyway, I hear the phone ringing.
That was a close call, lady. You sure you're all right?
Oh, quite, thank you. It's terribly clumsy of me to fall off my horse.
Well, it's clumsy of the horse to let you fall off where he did. That tree would have killed you.
That tree? Why, you pulled me out of the way.
Well, yes, ma'am.
How can I ever thank you?
Don't cry.
I'm Daphne Willoughby.
Pleased to meet you.
Our summer estate is about 5 miles over there. I do wish you'd let my father reward you in some way.
Oh, forget it, lady.
That's impossible, I assure you. I'm eternally grateful to you, Mr.
Martin. Duke Martin.
Mr. Martin. Do you live here all year round?
No, I'm up here training. I'm a tin buster back in the city.
What?
A tin buster. A fighter, you know.
Oh, a pugilist. How thrilling. I've met writers, actors, and royalty, but I've never met a pugilist before.
Oh, I ain't never met no blue blood like you before.
Look here. You won't let my father reward you?
Nope.
Then you simply must come to the party I'm giving tonight.
Sorry, lady. It's no go.
Oh, you're not anti-social.
I ain't anti-nothing, lady. Rules. I'm training. Parties is out.
Well, you talk it over with your guardian or whatever you have. And if you change your mind, give me a ring.
Yeah.
My telephone number is Quaker Ridge 72.
I gave the lady no train off from the pump she got, so I brought a horse instead of a drink of water.
Oh, thank you.
This is Beezer.
Beezer? How quaint. Thank you, Mr. Beezer. You naughty horse, throwing Daphne off like that. Aren't you ashamed? Well, I better have to be off. Goodbye, dear.
So long, lady. What a looker. Who was on the phone, Beezer?
Henry Flatt. I guess you had enough woodwork for today, huh?
Yeah. What's Flatt call all the way up here for? Have we got a set two lined up?
No, I... how about a little road work now, huh, Duke?
Hey, look at me, Beezer. What are you stalling for? What's Flatt got to say?
Nothing. You know him. He's been laid among the sweet peas so much he's out on his feet all the time.
What'd he say? Tell me.
Don't pay it no mind, Duke. It's just...
Quit stalling.
Okay, if you want to know. Well, Flatt says Molly was seen up to Morgan's office late yesterday afternoon, and they left together about dinner.
Why, you...
Hey, lay off, Duke. I only told you what he said. You asked for it.
I'm sorry, Beezer.
Okay.
That sort of put me down on the splinters. I'm okay now. But that's the game, is it? No wonder you were so eager to have me come up here to train. Farming me out here in this wilderness like you can make a monkey out of me behind my back.
Now, hold back your decision.
Shut up. I know what's what. But she's playing around, is she? Okay, so can I.
Hey, you're in training.
Training nothing. I'm going to the Willoughby Dame's party tonight. Some kind of get her on, Daphne.
I'm so glad you like it.
I like more than that. I like you, too.
Oh, you're really very sweet.
I never met a thing so smooth as you. She's just class A.
You have the most interesting adjective. Tell me some more.
I'm not here on a scoop.
Well, you're on the terrace.
Yeah. Great. Just being with you is enough to make me hear the birdies sing. And are you easy on the glimmers? When you talk, you talk from your throat, not from the top of your head like some dame.
Don't stop. This is thrilling.
Your hair is the color of the light over the squared circle. Your eyes are as big as a Madison Square saucer. And your sister.
Yes?
Well, It makes me want to do just that.
No.
Why, you upstart of a pug, take your hands off Miss Willoughby.
Townsend?
Hey, who are you pushing around, a mug? Put up your mitt.
Oh, please don't start anything here.
Why, of course we won't, Daphne. Come outside the estate, you. I'll show you.
Oh, you will, will you?
Yes, I will.
I am Muster Mug. Take this.
Oh, you brute. Oh, Townsend, are you dead?
Nah, he just hit the deck, that's all. Got a hard nerve, I'll say that for him.
Mr. Martin, I must ask you to leave immediately. And please don't attempt to return or get in touch with me anymore.
Oh, you're giving me the bum's rush, huh? Okay. I've been thrown out of better places than this. But place this in your hat. Don't get Kamani with a fist flinger. We ain't got no handbrake.
Duke!
Caesar, what are you doing here?
Duke! Hey! What's been going on? An embroilment?
Never mind. We're getting out of here. By request. Come on. Listen to Wim.
You had Molly doped out all wrong, Duke. He just called up. He went to see Morgan about getting you a main throw.
What?
Great. Morgan's agreed to give you a chance at the challenger.
No. Now, ain't that sweet?
What are you talking about?
I get a chance at the challenger. And look at this. When I smacked that cream puff back there, I knocked him off center. And I broke my mitt.
What are you pulling your punches for? Your hands go sore?
Where is she, Beezer? Has she come yet?
Molly?
Oh. She's still burnt about that blurb in the paper.
Well, you can't expect to stock flow blood and not break into print.
Beezer, get somebody to call her up during the next round. I gotta know she forgives me. That's what I said in the note I wrapped around a duchess I sent her. If she forgives me, she was to sit in the seat.
Get your mind off her, Duke. You got a shot on. A shot at the title.
I ain't got nothing. Molly, don't forgive me.
Next frame coming up. Uncork that left of yours, Duke, and bring us home that crown.
This guy'd be due for a folder. If only I could see Molly.
Blast him, Duke. Make him piss the canvas. Duke! Duke, she's here! Molly's here! Give that palooka the crimson climax!
Okay. Here it is. Don't make it a long count, man.
Five.
I got something more important to do.
Molly! Don't go away!
I'll be right with you.
The story which suggested today's radio drama will be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst's Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. In looking through the pages of this magazine next Sunday, you will find many other interesting stories and articles in addition to the one from which this radio play was adapted. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer, who will tell you more about next Sunday's American Weekly.